Chapter 1, Making the Shift, Earner to Owner. As young parents, my husband and I were determined to start our son from the beginning of his life on a path to investing. When Brandon was born, we therefore invested in a prepaid college tuition program for him. In Michigan, where we lived at the time, the state offered a program that allowed people to pay for tuition based on a projected cost for when the child would be of age to attend college, and we took advantage of that program. Although my husband, Terry, and I hadn't yet established concrete financial goals, we knew college education was important. Our desire to provide our children with opportunities motivated us, when Brandon was an infant, to borrow $6,000 and buy into a 4-year college education program. That $1,200 monthly loan payment put a dent in our budget for 3 years. But by the time Brandon entered preschool, we had funded his 4-year college education. What an amazing feeling. Through 3 years of small actions, we went beyond earning more and actually put our money to work for our family. This was one of several steps we took to elevate our financial position. New opportunities. Gone are the days when we all aspired only to make it to the middle class. As more and more people realize wealth is available to them, they move beyond what they were once taught was good enough and the best they could hope to achieve. You picked up this book because you want more. Escaping from a middle class mindset requires you to revamp outmoded beliefs and behaviors. You need to take ownership of the choices that will lead you to personal, professional, and financial success. Settling for life in the middle class won't give you the financial freedom you desire. You can escape the middle class and build a legacy of wealth when you know what to do. And the wealth secrets I'll teach you have been tested by the ups and downs of the financial market. The people who stick with the steps I describe in this book always come out on top. As we look to create wealth, we can't deny the reality that we're living in a new financial normal. This is not our parents' economy. The days of employer-funded pension plans are mostly over. Some of our parents, or perhaps your grandparents, depending on your age, will have worked for one company for 30 years. And when they retired, their pension and Social Security will have given them enough to live on. However, those defined benefit plans have dwindled and are now almost non-existent. Instead, most full-time employees have access to a 401k Quetzal plan, which requires them to make decisions about how to invest and secure their future. The 403b plan is the alternative retirement plan offered by nonprofit organizations and some government employers. According to MarketWatch, more Americans have a cool $1 million or more in their retirement accounts than ever before. That's good news, but far too many people are being left behind. As they're growing up and moving through educational institutions, few people learn about the financial markets or how to invest, unlike previous generations who back in the day could earn upwards of 14% or 15% interest without taking any risk with their money. These days, we'll only earn about 2% interest if we try to avoid all risk. That's not enough to build the kind of Mill Iondahl AR retirement account you'll need, especially because you don't have that old pension plan to rely on. The truth is that millionaire status is the new middle class. Keep in mind that we're also now in the era of the gig economy. Lifetime careers have become the exception, not the rule. These days, it's not unusual to work for many companies over the course of your career. It's also not unusual for workers to be paid as contractors rather than employees and to receive no benefits. Under those circumstances, each person is responsible for setting up their own retirement plan, and most people don't know how to do this. In 2021, 23.9 million people worked as occasional independent workers in the United States, a sharp rise from 12.9 million people in 2017. 2. The number of people working as contractors is expected to continue to rise, which means even fewer people will have access to a 401k or 403b plan. In addition, more and more people in the United States are pursuing service-oriented careers. For example, consulting, nursing, teaching, computing that require a college degree, while fewer and fewer learn trades. There's a cost to acquire that education. College tuition costs have increased by nearly 260% since 1980. By comparison, the average cost of all consumer items has increased by 120%. 3. We need to expand our definition of education beyond college and include specialty education, trades, skills, and lifelong learning, all of which can cost significantly less than conventional college tuition. If you have a college degree, congratulations. You've already made your first major investment, possibly without even realizing it. For most people, however, the investment in an expensive college with the accompanying student loans no longer pays a sufficient return. That knowledge, unfortunately, is usually a day late and a dollar short for most of us. If you've already invested in a college education, whether you have no student loans or six figures in associated debt, the most important thing you can do for your financial health is to ensure you get the greatest possible return on that investment. This means leveraging any resources your alma mater provides. Career counseling and coaching, and alumni association events for networking, all of which will require you to be proactive in order to receive the greatest benefits. Middle class money myths. I founded Wealthy You to provide a financial blueprint for women to overcome the systemic barriers that give them an economic disadvantage. When it comes to wealth, women have to play by a different set of rules, and we can't rely on the advice we receive from our parents or grandparents. Conventional wisdom does not lead to wealth, least of all women. Our children are doomed to repeat our mistakes if we don't confront and debunk the following myths. Myth #1, student loan debt is good debt. Myth #2, a corporate career equals financial success. Myth #3, the bigger your home, the more wealth you will have. Myth #4, investing in stocks is high risk. I've started to address some of these myths already, and in the following chapters, I'll completely dismantle them. You'll read stories of real women who've gone through my training and programs and have learned the truths behind those myths. Here's a quick overview of ways to turn those myths on their heads. 1. Be discriminating and strategic when investing in higher education. Student loan debt is not good debt. Higher education can derail your life, as highlighted in a 2021 Investopedia Article 4, so it shouldn't be obtained by taking on large amounts of debt. You need to negotiate acceptance offers and consider all sources of education funding. 2, be enterprising and flexible, and always have multiple streams of income. I'll show you how to identify your unique value in the marketplace so you can create multiple streams of income. You will need to become an evolving expert and to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. This will attract recruiters and employers and create an enterprise that can assist you in writing off your expenses and paying less income tax. 3, approach the purchase of your first home as an investment property, not as the middle class status symbol. Women must be discerning about loan terms and acquire assets that generate income, appreciate in value, or both. We must also avoid using our homes as collateral in an attempt to pay off other debt or to use the money for buying things that don't appreciate in value. Buying a large, expensive home with a huge mortgage won't create wealth. However, purchasing real estate as an investment and unlocking tax advantage strategies of depreciation and deduction of expenses is the wealth secret that one percenters those whose net worth is in the top 1% of the population use to lower their tax burden. 4. Be an investor, not just a saver. Learn about the financial markets and how to research, analyze, and make sound investment decisions. Savings accounts won't keep up with inflation. Put the power of great companies to work for you instead. Shift from consuming products to sharing in the profits of iconic brands that can provide you with growth and dividend income. How do women translate their ambition and achievements into real wealth? The key lies not in earning, but in owning. I'm here to help you make this shift from earner to owner so you can invest confidently and successfully. I'm also focused on coaching more women of color to overcome challenges unique to their situations so they can build their investment portfolio to 7 figures and beyond and create generational wealth. This move from middle class to wealth is possible for all women. It simply requires developing a wealth mindset and seizing the opportunity to learn how the financial markets work. It requires access to the secrets the wealthy have for too long kept to themselves. This work and your success with investing start with changing your attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, up-leveling your mindset. Through Wealthy You and our financial wellness programs, I've helped thousands of women take that first step and then develop their wealth strategy and execute on it. In the following pages, I'll show you examples of real women, just like you, who were able to build 7-figure wealth once they got the right knowledge. You'll see for yourself that investing isn't just for the rich. Investing is how you get rich. Your wealth secrets. Wealthy You is in the business of helping women, especially women of color, increase their financial acumen and master the art of investing. To that end, I am revealing the secrets of the 1%ers, which I discovered as a wealth management insider. This is the financial success blueprint that leads to true wealth and freedom. Here are the wealth secrets I'll break down for you. 1, focus on increasing your net worth. 2, find your superpower. 3, increase your financial acumen. 4, develop a goal-focused action plan. 5, recognize problems as opportunities. 6, leverage tech and systems. 7, protect what you build. This is a completely new way of thinking about your ability to create wealth. I'll walk you through the wealth secrets, one at a time, chapter by chapter, and you'll see how other women have applied them. To name just a few, you'll meet Tisa, who tapped into her superpower to become a college financing expert and business owner. Dia, who increased her financial acumen and learned to make her own decisions about where her 401k was invested to increase her returns. Tamika, who created a goal-focused action plan that Al owed her to pay off her high student loan debt. For now, here's a brief explanation of the blueprint that will take you from earner to owner. Wealth secret #1, focus on increasing your net worth. The first step in your success blueprint is about learning how to turn your income into wealth, which starts with focusing on increasing your net worth. The following chapters will show you how women have accelerated their financial growth by increasing the amount of money they were contributing to their retirement plans. They also had a significant amount of money invested in the stock market and in stock mutual funds. They made these changes after assessing their net worth and realizing they could intentionally grow it. Wealth secret #2, find your superpower. Your goal should be to save 10 times your final annual salary by the time you retire, especially if you don't have a pension plan. To achieve your financial independence, you'll have to earn more so you have more discretionary income to invest. The days of staying with one employer and settling for 3% annual raises are over. If there is no pension at the end of the rainbow, you'll have to hone your skills so you can demand more income and have the ability to create other income streams independent of your salary. At 35 years old, you would ideally have saved twice the amount of your annual salary. By 45 or 50, you need 6 times your annual income in retirement savings. I understand that a lot of people have nowhere near what they need in their retirement accounts by the time they realize they need to do something different. If that's the case for you, don't panic. The way you close that personal wealth gap is by having the income to contribute fully to your retirement plan, as well as a separate investment portfolio. That all begins with you knowing how to create value through your skill set so you can demand the kind of income you deserve. Wealth secret #3, increase your financial acumen. This is about understanding how the financial markets work and truly mastering the art of investing. To truly accelerate your financial growth, you need to put the power of compounding to work and learn how to invest in stocks that have historically returned 10%. This way, your money doubles every 7 years, more than 4 times faster than the average 2% rate. The leap from a couple $100,000 to $1 million at retirement comes from making your money compound at higher rates of return. According to Morningstar's stocks, bonds, bills, and inflation research, which chronicles the historical performance of different asset classes, the only investments that have been able to do this consistently are stocks and stock mutual funds. Wealth secret #4, develop a goal-focused action plan. A goal is a dream with a timeline. A timeline also helps you understand how much risk you can take. To build a portfolio that makes the most of your time and money, you must take calculated risks. You determine how much risk you can take based on how soon you'll need the money. In other words, when you build an emergency fund, you save it in a lower risk account because you might need to access it at any moment. A short time frame equals a low risk level. However, if you're putting money into a retirement account and looking to retire in 30 years, you can put your money into moderate to high risk investments and accounts. Your action plan will take all of this into consideration. Wealth secret #5, recognize problems as opportunities. That leads us to the most important aspect of building wealth, understanding how to make the most of the times when the market is down. Many people miss out on wealth building opportunities because they panic when the market gets volatile and their favorite stock takes a dip, moving their money to low-risk investments because they're afraid to lose money. Wealthy people, however, take a different approach. They look for opportunities where everyone else sees problems, and they find take full advantage of those opportunities. I'll show you how and why wealthy people do this, and I'll give you specific guidelines to determine how to balance your portfolio based on your age-related risk tolerance. Wealth secret #6, leverage tech and systems. I'll show you how to use the technology available on your smartphone to establish an investment account for each of your goals. These goals may include cash reserves, college savings, a down payment for your second home, retirement, and alternative investments like real estate, digital assets, or your own business. Some of these are short-term goals and others are long-term. Each has an accompanying risk level that will help you determine how to divvy up your investments. Wealth secret #7, protect what you build. Escape from the middle class mindset means you've made it from earner to owner by adopting a wealth mindset. You now own assets that create a family legacy you can pass down through generations. For that legacy to live on, you need to protect it through an estate plan. I'm sure you've heard the horror stories about celebrities like Prince and Chadwick Boseman who died without a will. This resulted in their assets going into probate and racking up significant legal fees. Estate planning is a critical part of wealth creation and management. I'll show you how to start protecting your legacy right now, where you are, and how to expand that protection as you grow your assets. This first chapter has introduced one of the most important points you need to know, that student loan debt is not good debt. The following chapters will illustrate this further as well as ways you can avoid or escape your own student loans. I've introduced other key facts, including that a corporate career doesn't create true financial success, a large home doesn't equal wealth, and savings accounts have limited purpose. I've given an overview of the 7 wealth secrets, which will be covered in detail in chapters 3 to 9. Before those chapters, I'm going to ask you to reconsider the American dream.